Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Act 3, Scene 2. The Palace. Enter Lady Macbeth and a servant.
Is Banquo gone from court?
Aye, madam, but returns again tonight.
Say to the king I would attend his leisure for a few words.
Madam, I will. The servant exits.
Not had all's spent where our desire is got without content. 'Tis safer to be that which we destroy than by destruction dwell in doubtful joy.
Macbeth enters.
How now, my lord? Why do you keep alone? Of sorriest fancies your companions making, using those thoughts which should indeed have died with them they think on. Things without all remedy should be without regard. What's done is done.
We have scotched the snake, not killed it. She'll close and be herself whilst our poor malice remains in danger of her former tooth. But let the frame of things disjoint both the world suffer, ere we will eat our meal in fear and sleep in the affliction of these terrible dreams that shake us nightly. Better be with the dead whom we, to gain our peace, have sent to peace, than on the torture of the mind to lie in restless ecstasy. Duncan is in his grave. After life's fitful fever, he sleeps well. Treason has done his worst, nor steel nor poison. Malice, domestic, foreign levy, nothing can touch him further.
Come on, gentle my lord, sleek o'er your rugged looks. Be bright and jovial among your guests tonight.
So shall I love, and so I pray be you. Let your remembrance apply to Banquo.
Present him, eminence, both with eye and tongue. Unsafe the while that we must lave our honours in these flattering streams, and make our faces visaged to our hearts, disguising what they are.
You must leave this.
Oh, full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife. Thou knowest that Banquo and his fleance lives.
But in them nature's copies not etern.
There's comfort yet, they are assailable. Then be thou jocund, ere the bat hath flown his cloistered flight, ere to black Hecate's summons. The shard-born beetle with his drowsy hums hath rung night's yawning peal. There shall be done a deed of dreadful note.
What's to be done?
Be innocent of the knowledge, dearest Chuck, till thou applaud the deed. Come, sealing night, scarf up the tender eye of pitiful day, and with thy bloody and invisible hand cancel and tear to pieces that great bond which keeps me pale. Light thickens, and the crow makes wing to the rooky wood. Good things of day begin to droop and rouse, whilst night's black agents to their praise do rouse. Thou marvellest at my words, but hold thee still. Things bad begun make strong themselves by ill, so prithee go with me.
They exit. The end of Act 3, Scene 2 of Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.